reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they do. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, he found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit from this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That parable I just read, Father Tobin refers to it in his commentary on the Sunday's reading on our parish website as the parable of the second chance. Life is full of second chances. You might notice in your pews there's still those envelopes for the diocesan appeal. If you haven't filled one out, you still have a chance. There's a rather famous painting that shows a young man playing chess with the devil. They are playing for the possession of the young man's soul. The painting portrays the devil as just having made a brilliant move, and chess players who studied the arrangement of the pieces in that painting feel sympathy for the young man, for it appears that he has absolutely no exit. Except there was one chess master who has studied this painting for a long time, and one day, he screamed out, "Don't give up. You still have an excellent move. There's still hope." That story fits beautifully with the point that Jesus is making with the fig tree in today's gospel. Like the young man in the painting, the fig tree seems lost. It's about to be cut down. Then suddenly, a ray of hope breaks through. Like the young man in the painting, the fig tree is not doomed at all, after all. It gets a last-minute reprieve. It gets a last-minute second chance. The story of the young man in the painting and Jesus' parable, the fig tree, contain an important message for each of us. Because of Jesus Christ, we are never doomed, no matter how bad things seem. There still is hope. There is always one more move left, no matter how late the game is. There was an article that appeared in the Catholic Digest magazine a few years ago. It was about a young woman named Teresa who had decided to leave the Catholic Church. Anyway, after having been away from the church for over 4 years, she was still terribly unhappy. Then one day, a friend of hers was killed in a car accident, and she decided to go to the funeral, which took place in the church that she used to attend. And she writes, "I was unexpectedly overwhelmed by the white-draped casket as it was brought into the church. The explanation by the priest that this white covering symbolized the young man's baptism into Jesus Christ seemed to awaken me from a long, dreamless sleep. I questioned for the first time in a long time my decision to leave all this behind. I was beginning to realize how much God loves us and how important it might be for me to live for God within this faith community. To make a long story short, the grace of God touched Teresa at that funeral. And like the fig tree in Jesus' parable, and like the young man in the painting, she was given a second chance. She concluded her article by saying, "That was over a year ago. In that time, God has renewed me and healed my life in so many ways. The Spirit of Truth has shown me the wholeness of the Catholic Church and the path of my spiritual wholeness through it. I found all this the second time around." Jesus Christ himself is our second chance. You may remember the story about our first parents in the Garden of Eden and their run-in with a tree that did bear fruit, something called original sin. Some theologians disagree about where the problem was. Some say the problem wasn't in the fruit in the tree, but with the pear in the ground. It wasn't with the fruit in... You're still there. Good. All right. In our first reading this morning, we heard from the book of Exodus and how God hears the cry of the poor. Our God does hear our cries and does care. He cares for any people who are suffering injustice, like the Israelite slaves in Egypt, for anyone who's suffering, and especially for any sinner who calls out for forgiveness. Last night at the 4:30 Mass, we celebrated what's called the first rite of scrutiny for the elect, those who will be baptized at our Easter vigil. We prayed that they would be forgiven and have a second chance. It was a reminder to all of us who are already baptized that we continually need to call out to our Lord to ask for second chances. And especially during this penitential season of Lent, it's a good opportunity to become spiritually fertilized through acts of mortification and good works. And we begin each liturgy by a penitential rite to remind ourselves that we are continually in need of the Lord's mercy. This past week, I came across a result of a medical study that was recently done focused on patients who were diagnosed with clinical depression. And one of the results of the study says, and I quote, "Belief in a concerned God can improve response to medical treatment." And they point out that the operative term is concerned. One of the authors of the study, a professor at the University of Toronto, said that those who believe in a God who cares, not just a God who exists, the supreme being, but that God really cares and hears our cry, this is his quote, "They're much less anxious and feel less stressed when they have made an error." This is the God we believe in. The God I am who am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is a God who reveals more than his name. He reveals that he cares and that he gives second chances. This is a God who hears the cry of the poor, of those who have lost jobs, who are anxiously awaiting the results of a biopsy, or who have lost a friend in an accident. And God hears the cry of us even when we're not in a crisis situation, because we all need to continually cry out to our Lord, not just when we're in crisis, but when probably we're in between crises, as many of us are. St. Paul reminds the Corinthians in that second reading today not to get complacent. "Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall." And especially not to judge others who are in crisis, who are suffering. That was a terrible quote by one of the TV ministers who said the people in Haiti somehow brought that destruction on themselves by making a pact with the devil to defeat the French and gain independence. It's like saying the poor people in Chile now deserve their earthquake because they made a pact with the devil to defeat Spain. That's exactly what Jesus was teaching against in that gospel I read this morning. Jesus reminded his listeners that the people who were killed in that tragic accident when the tower fell on them, that they were no worse than the people who weren't killed. He says, were they worse sinners than you are? Absolutely not. Natural disasters happen. Bad things do happen to good people. We'll be studying the book of Job next month if you'd like to delve deeper into this mystery of our faith. On the first Easter morning, one of the first people who saw the risen Christ thought he was a gardener. I could use him in my garden right now. Especially my tropicals are so worn out. Even my burning bush plant is no longer bright, but burnt. But I read an article by a master gardener who said, you know, just cut back the dead parts, give it some fertilizer and a little care, and the plants will come back. Even plants get a second chance. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our good shepherd, and he is our good gardener. He intercedes for us, and he fertilizes us with the greatest fertilizer there ever is, his own blood. He cares for us, and he gives us a second chance. So as we try to bear fruit before his second coming, let us give thanks to the Lord for our second chances, whether in a chess match, a return to the church, or another Lent when we prepare to bear fruit in the upcoming Easter season.
That profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, God has made from the Father, through him all things were made. For us men, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified in the Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he arose again, fulfilled the